Going to carry on from where we left off last week. We spoke last week about being a community of love. Do you remember that? Those of you that were here. God's called us to be a church of love. You say, well, we all know that. Well, we all may know it, but it's another thing whether we're actually living it, whether we're actually living the life. And God has called us as a church to be a church of love. It starts in your own walk with God. It starts in your prayer life. It starts with the Word of God. It's in your marriage, if you're married. It's in your close relationships. It's with your relatives. That love is at every point in your life needs to be there. And for us as a church, God wants us to be a community of love. And we're in a series at the moment called God the Builder, and God is building the walls of this church, and they're the walls of prayer. That's your love for God, your walk with God, your hearing God, and so on. And it's also relationships. That's how the walls are built of the church, through prayer, your walk with God, and actually through our horizontal relationships, one with the other. And we said last week that if only one of those things is there, if you have a strong walk with God, but you don't have a strong walk of love with others, then the church can't be built, can it? If you have good relationships with people but not with God, or not a close walk with God, then the church can't be built. But if you have a close walk with God and you love him with all of your heart and you're seeking to follow him, and that's your vertical relationship, and you've got great horizontal relationships of love with people, then that's how the church will be built. Amen. And the Holy Spirit comes to fill the church as we begin to love him and love one another. That's where the Holy Spirit really comes to take over, because it's his love, it's not our love, it's his love actually changing us and flowing through us. And we spoke last week about that, we said actually in recent weeks, the importance of that the words that we speak are words of spirit and life. Do you remember? And God is still on our case, so that's why I'm going to say it again this week. God wants you to speak words of spirit and life this week. Today, that's what you've just done. If you've been praying for people, talking with people, just encouraging people, release the word of God, because those words that we speak carry spirit and life. And if we speak the right words, God's words, they're going to carry the spirit of God is going to carry those words and minister life to somebody else. Amen. Amen. We did something similar. God led us last Sunday evening to do something similar in the Scrinsted meeting where we meet on a Sunday evening. And strong words were released, prophetic words, words of life were released. And if they're from God, they'll stay with you. They'll do something on the inside of you that will actually bring about a change. And, whether it's a word about your future, whether it's a word for now, but that word, if it's from God, it will bring life into you. And Jesus lived this way all the time. And I believe that as a church, for us to really grow, this is one of the things God is wanting to up with all of us, is that we're releasing the word of God to one another. Amen. We're praying for one another, but we're also releasing the word of God, the word of truth, the prophetic, the now word, what God is saying now to encourage Edvine, for example, or perhaps to encourage Annie here this morning, or maybe to encourage Scotty. You know, God has a word, he's speaking words over us all the time. You know, when I woke up this morning, I woke up actually quite tired, but apart from that, anyone else wake up tired this morning? It's been a busy weekend. But what I woke up with was this incredible sense that Jesus, our high priest, is interceding for us 24/7. Just think about that, just for a minute. Just think about that. He is interceding for you. And it never stops. If any of you think that Jesus is just in heaven, he's got his feet up, just waiting for us to come, right, to the end of time, just waiting for the Muslims to get dealt with and get saved. And I mean, God has a plan that he's working through in the earth, but the reason things are happening is because Jesus is in his ministry now, which when he went back to heaven, he entered into a prayer ministry. He is intercessor. He is standing in the gap. Amen. For the whole world. Amen. Right? And what it means, what God wants to do is bring us into a place where we are praying in the spirit with Jesus. In other words, his spirit of prayer, what he is praying, begins to get downloaded or released by the Holy Spirit into us. And then we find ourselves beginning to pray with Jesus about the things that are on his heart. This is what it really means to pray in the spirit. that we connect with what Jesus is on Jesus' heart, which is loads of things, but he'll allow you, he invites you to come aside with him and begin to pray with him. So what he's got on his heart begins to be given perhaps to Carol over a particular matter, and something else perhaps given to Rose, or something else given to me, or something else given to Steve. And God wants to release us in prayer in the workplace, when we're at work and when we're at home. He wants that spirit of prayer to be upon us so that we're living this lifestyle of love, because prayer is love. Prayer is our way of loving God and receiving from him. It's all done out of love. If it doesn't happen out of love, it will become duty. And faith and love work together. So I just want to encourage you and exhort you, really, keep going. This isn't a time to stop or to slow up. This is a time to get the foot on that accelerator and move forward in the things of God in your life. Because, again, while we were worshipping the Lord this morning, what was very clear, God was saying his words of fullness are over our lives. God's words are very full. You know when someone speaks to you, they can just be empty words. But sometimes when they speak to you, what they say may not be many words, but what they say is full. Pastor Colin is such a man, right? He doesn't say very much, but when he does say, his words are measured. And that means when he speaks, what's inside of those words is fullness. God wants us to learn how to release fullness, not loads of words, but what we release in words are full of presence, full of life, full of the Spirit. Does that make sense? Yes. And God is encouraging us, go forward in this, because this is how we can build one another up in love. John 13, verse 35. Have you noticed that each week we recap where we were the week before? This is very important. Jesus says, "By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have..." What does it say? I'd like us all to say that, please. Jesus said, "By this all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." Just say one another.
One another.
God wants us to have love for him and love for one another. And it's a demonstration that we are actually truly his disciples. And it's actually so that the world around us will know there's something different about these Christians, about these believers. The difference between a Muslim and a Christian is love. And with respect, the difference between Jehovah's Witnesses and genuine, I'm talking about not just people who call themselves Christians, but people who are real believers, is love. Amen. In fact, the difference between any religion and any sect or group and true believers in Christ Jesus is love.
Amen.
It's true. But it really is, isn't it? And we've got the privilege of receiving and living in this incredible love that God has for us, and learning how to release it to one another, but also to release it to a lost world around us. Amen. We're to live love, and we're to release this love to others. Last week, we spoke briefly about Mary, you know, the lady that came and broke the alabaster flask of oil. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was worth a year's wages. And we was talking about devotion, how that God wants us to be a devoted people. This is love. What she demonstrated to Jesus, actually preparing for his burial, was maybe it was all that she had. It was certainly probably must have been the most valuable thing that she had. Maybe it was all that she had, but she poured it out and there was a fragrance that filled the house. It's a picture for us of how the church needs to be in these last days, that we need to be a broken, poured out people where the love of God is poured out for Jesus. It's all for him. And when we do this, the fragrance that touches people's lives is amazing. You know, people really sit up and notice when there's love. I'm talking about unsaved people. They really notice if love is there. And if they see a demonstration of God's love, they'll respond when we speak to them. If they see a demonstration of his love, perhaps in healing, they'll respond to that as well. And God is saying to us, "You have my love within you, so release my love wherever you go. Be a love people, be a love person. Choose the way of love." You know, the difference between, I'm going to call it the new kind of love, the newfound love in Christ, and the old love that you had before you got saved, is that the old kind of love was based on what you felt and on your own thoughts. And it's actually rooted in selfishness, because that's how we are, isn't it? Before we got saved, we were selfish people. And so even as Christians, we can be rooted in one or the other. We can have a mixture sometimes in our lives. And living out of just an emotion, just out of how you feel, is a dangerous place to be. And I'm going to bring you something this morning here in John chapter 14. Can we just turn to John chapter 14? Verse 21, John 14 and verse 21. And it says here, "He who has my commandments, my word, the things that I say, he who has my commandments and keeps them," that means obey them, do them, "it is he who loves me." So this is how you know whether you love God or not. You obey him. Obedience, right? And it's the obedience of faith. So a good test of how whether we love God isn't whether we sing here on a Sunday morning or clap or dance or shout or kneel. What the thing is, whether we're doing what he's asking us to do every day of our lives. Amen. That's the test of our love. "He who has my commandments, my word, and keeps them is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." I want to encourage you today, God wants to manifest himself to you. God wants to manifest who he really is to you afresh today. God doesn't want you just to live in the past. I can think of past visions I've had or past dreams or even when I first got saved and different experiences I've had through the years of Jesus coming to me or me meeting with him in prayer in a particular way. But God says, don't live on your experience. You can thank God for that experience because that's put something into you that will forever change you, hopefully. But God wants you to have a fresh experience, a fresh revelation of who he is for you today. So you're not thinking about the last experience you had 2 years ago when he appeared in your room or he just spoke to your word right out of the Bible that really went straight into your heart and you received something fresh. But God wants to manifest himself afresh to you today. He wants us, when we have our time of prayer, when we meet with him on our own first thing in the morning and during different times in the day, when we have time with God, he wants to manifest himself to us. Now listen, the reason he can do this is when we obey his word. It says here, "He who has my commands, my word, and keeps the word, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." So it's connected with reading God's word, doing what it says, obeying the Holy Spirit in your day-to-day walk with him, listening to what the Spirit is saying to you, and obeying him promptly. And God says, if you do this, you're proving that you love me. And if you love me, I will love you back.
Amen.
It sounds like it's conditional, isn't it?
Amen.
Does it sound like it's conditional?
Yeah.
Well, it is. God's saying, if you do this, I'll do this.
Yeah. It's a deal.
He's saying, if you don't do this, then I can't manifest myself the way I want to in your life. But if you obey me, you do this, you open the door so I can do this. And reveal myself to. And the word manifest in the Greek, I'm not going to try and pretend I know how to speak Greek this morning, but the actual word manifest means to cause to shine in. To cause to shine in. In other words, when we do what God says. For example, the other week, Carol was there, Geneva was there, we had a meeting in Randall Schofield Court for these old ladies that live there. And it's a faith venture, all right, because I don't know where they all stand with God. I know some are definitely born again and saved. I'm not sure where all the others are. But they come faithfully to this meeting because they're hungry. They want to know more about the Lord.
Amen.
And at the end, I really felt that we should pray for each of these ladies individually, so we did. And when I came up to one of the ladies, and we went one by one, I said, what would you like me to pray for? She's pray for my knees. See, I want my knees healed. And there was a faith expectation that God would do something for her knees. So I prayed for her knees. Now, I don't know whether we get into a knee ministry. I know Jeff Tompkins likes to pray for ladies' knees as well. And he's seen some healings recently. So prayed for her knees. And I saw her, I think it was early this week, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed. She's in her 70s, mid-70s. She said, my knees, nearly all the pain has disappeared. She said, I can move around like this now. Isn't that wonderful? And I said to her, well, we just want the whole thing now. We just want the rest of that pain to go as well. because Jesus does it completely. But we release, we obey the prompting of the Spirit. And when you obey the prompting of the Spirit, you've got to do what was said earlier. Someone said it earlier. You need to, I think Fumi said it. You need to step out. Take another step with God. Listen to the Holy Spirit and obey Him. And start releasing what you've got inside of you, because the Holy Spirit's living in you. And we need to start releasing what we've been given. And the Bible says, as we obey Him and release what we've been given, He says, you're demonstrating you love me because you're doing what I ask you to do. And when you do what I ask you to do, I will literally come and shine my light inside of you. He's saying, I will cause to shine in you my light. In other words, He's going to manifest His presence inside you. Isn't that encouraging?
Amen, yes.
The Lord wants to manifest His presence inside of you. Now, in the Old Testament, the glory of God was in the temple. There's only one place where the glory of God was, and it was behind a very, very thick curtain, thicker than this curtain here. It was about a foot thick, made up layers and layers of cloth. And behind that curtain was the presence, was literally the glory of God was there.
Amen.
And the priest would go in there once a year, and once a year only, and he had a rope tied to his foot, just in case he never came out again. Right? Because it was the holy presence of God. Literally, in that temple, the holy presence of God was there. The Shekinah glory of God was in that place. That's the one place where it was. And what's happened for us in the New Testament is the glory of God comes to live in us.
Yes,
we become, both individually and corporately, the temple of the Holy Spirit. And the glory, that presence of the Lord, that was actually then was behind a curtain. Couldn't come into man. Because of what Jesus did for us when He died on the cross, when He came to die for our sins, He did that and paid the price so that when He went back to heaven, He poured the Spirit out so that His Spirit could come and live on the inside of us. And His glory could be manifest in you. And when we come together as a body, which is what we are, when we come together as a community of God's love, the glory, the presence of God, is literally comes to manifest Himself in the midst of us. In a way that He can't do just inside of you. It's increased. It's enlarged. And we are the body of Christ. We are members of Him and members of one another, aren't we?
Hallelujah.
And the Lord is saying, you know, catch a vision of this, because when we come together, the Lord is actually in our midst. And the Holy Spirit is given to us in our midst. And He wants us to obey Him and do what He says, so that's demonstrating our love for Him. And when we love Him, He's going to come and manifest. He's going to literally come, cause to shine in you His presence.
Amen.
Sounds good to me.
Amen.
And I'm praying, and we've had it a lot in our prayer times recently, our prayer meetings, different prayer meetings, about light that's shining, about God causing His light to shine upon us, about His light shining through us, right, individually and as a church. And this is what the world needs to see. Jesus said, I am the light of the world, but He says to the church, you are the light now. He said, I'm the salt of the earth, but He's saying, you're the salt now. We're the carriers of His presence, aren't we? And we want to see the light and the glory of God manifest in our own lives, and the Lord will surely do that amongst us. And He wants that glory of God to come upon the whole church.
Amen.
Amen. There's a fullness that we haven't tasted as a whole body yet that God has for us. There's an outpouring of His presence that we haven't experienced as a church yet, but it's on the way. And if we start living this way, it'll come. It'll be very easy for the Holy Spirit to do things as we let Him come and fill us afresh and obey His word. Love Him by obeying His word, and He will shine His light in us. And you will know in a deeper way what it really means that God loves you personally. How much He loves you. Passionately, deeply, fervently. And in this scripture here in verse 21, when Jesus used this word love, and this word love this word love is the Greek word for agape love. This word wasn't used in classical Greek. This wasn't a well-known word that Jesus used. This was a word that He used to speak about the love of God. This is God's kind of love, sacrificial love. And God is speaking to us about us living as sacrificial lives for Him and for one another. Right? God is saying to us here this morning, if you love me sacrificially, all right, he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me sacrificially. And he who loves me sacrificially will be loved by my Father. Jesus has already demonstrated his sacrificial love for us, hasn't he? And he wants us to enter into this love for him in a devotional, sacrificial way by doing what he says. And he says, when you do this, my love is going to be poured out in you. My light's going to shine inside of you. I'm going to manifest my presence in you. Are you catching this? It's very, very important, because obeying God in the small things is the key for blessing.
Amen.
In our families, in the church, in everything that we do. And he wants to manifest, he wants to shine his light on the inside of us. And if you imagine all of us doing this, seriously, sacrificially living for God, doing what his word says, and sacrificially devoting in love in our lives for him, in everything that we do, then as a body, he's going to pour his spirit out upon us.
Hallelujah.
Because we've opened the door for him to come and take control, that's why. Just turn with me too, I'm going to finish with this. Let's read John's Gospel chapter 17. I make no apologies for reading this again, because we've read this a number of times before. It's John 17 and verse 20. And I'm going to read it out of the Truth. I think we've got some copies on the table here. Pastor Colin has done a new version of the New Testament. It's anointed. It's highly inspired. It really is. And he went back to the original Greek and just wrote it out over a period of about 2 years. And it's very, very good. It's fresh. It really is. It comes in a refreshing way. And in verse 20 of John 17, I'll just read it to you. You may want to just to listen to this, or you can compare it if you want to with your own version. But it says here, I do not pray only for them, but for all those who in the future will believe in me through the truth they shall proclaim. I pray that they will be one in faith and love. Father, in the same way that you and I are always in complete harmony and agreement, you in me and I in you, may they, the believers, continue to live in us, so that the world will believe who I am, the one you sent to be their Saviour and Lord. The glory you gave me, remember we spoke about that just now, the glory you gave me I have given to all who believe in me, that they may be united in faith and love, reflecting the unity that is between us as Father and Son. I will live in them as you live in me. Yes, I want them to come to a place of being completely united.
Wow.
In faith and love, to demonstrate to the world that you sent me and that you have loved them in the same way that you have loved me while I've been here on the earth. Father, my desire is that all those you have given me now and in the future will be with me where I am going to be, so that they can see my glory for themselves, the glory you've given me because you loved me even before we created the world. Righteous Father, even though those who belong to the world do not know you, I know you, and those who believe know that you sent me. I have revealed the truth about you to them, and I will continue to make you known to them, so that the same love, just say same love, the same love you have for me will be in them, and that I myself will be expressed in their lives. Jesus, when he's talking about this love, isn't talking about the just affectionate love, brotherly love, right? He's talking about the God kind of love. He's talking about this sacrificial love that was demonstrated by Jesus dying on the cross. That is love. If you want to know what love is, that's love. Hung on a cross 2,000 years ago for our sins and for you and for me. That's love that rose again.
Amen.
That's love that went to heaven.
Amen.
That's love that poured his spirit out so that he could give to us his victory in what he accomplished then 2,000 years ago. That's love that took our past away and washed it all away.
Amen.
And if you choose love, this is what I'm saying to you today. God wants us to choose love.
Amen.
Choose the way of love. We're talking about Christ's love. Not just an emotional love or an affectionate love. They have their place, but they have no place compared with the love of Christ.
Amen.
In fact, those other loves actually work when they flow out of this sacrificial kind of love that Jesus had for us. And his prayer for us this morning is that he says, this unity is yours. You just have to decide whether you're going to live the love life. Well, it's a decision we all have to make every day of our lives. in our marriages, with one another, with our, the place, people we work with. We have to choose the love way. And God's saying, I want you to choose the love way. I want you to give out of that love that I've poured into your heart this coming week. I want you to be a people of love. I want you to be a community of love. And as we devote ourselves more and more to Jesus and to one another too, a lost world out there is going to see, wow, this love, this real love. And we, by the way, we do have tremendous love, I believe, for one another. But there's so much more he wants to release of that love amongst us as a people. And I'll say a little bit more probably the week after next on some of the practical things that God wants to work in us as a church, some of the things he wants to help us in releasing that love. But we are a church of love. Amen?
Amen.
Let's all stand, shall we? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Giovanni, can you just... Just ask yourself the question this morning, and we're going to finish on this. He who has my commandments and keeps them is he who loves me.
Amen.
Sacrificial love obeys me. And he who loves and obeys me will be loved by my Father. And Jesus is saying this morning, saying, I love you. Walk in obedience to me. Walk in obedience to me. Decide this week. Decide right now, Lord, I'm going to walk in obedience of love to you. I've got my preferences, and that's the trouble. We have our preferences, the things that we like to do and the things we don't like to do. But God says, you're going to have to ditch your preferences if you really want to be a follower of me. You need to choose the love way, and that will cut right across your preferences and mine. But choose the love way. Say, Jesus, this morning, I choose the love way. I'm going to obey you, Lord. I'm going to obey your commands, obey your word. But thank you, Lord, as I obey your word, as I obey you and release the love of God in my life to others,
amen,
sacrificially, you've promised I'm going to release that love inside you. You say, Lord, this morning you're going to pour out that love, and literally the presence of God is going to shine inside of you. You're going to sense a lightness come. You're going to sense the glory of Jesus on the inside of you begin to well up within you in the course of this week as you follow him in this way. You're going to sense the presence of the love of God, and that's what it is. It's the love of God. That's what his presence is, welling up within you so that you want to give it away to others. Father, I pray this morning, Lord, that you change us as a people, Lord, to be transform us, Lord, to be a people of love. Transform us to be a people of devotion to you and to one another. Transform us, Lord, into being a people of sacrificial love, Lord. Teach us, Lord, to ditch our own preferences, our own prejudices, Lord, and to choose your way, to do what you want me to do, not what I want to do, Lord. Lord, to crucify the old life, Lord, to put it to death, and to live the new life of love. Father, we ask this today, Lord. Do new work in me, Lord, of your love, Lord, today. Do new work in us as a church, as a people, Lord. Cause us to be a community of love, Lord. Lord, not just for our own sakes, but for the sake of a lost world around us. Lord, we want to see Crawley and East Grinstead and this whole area. We want to see our nation changed. Lord, it will be changed by a people of love. And Lord, we just dedicate ourselves afresh to you today, Lord, to live the love life. In Jesus' name. Just grab hold of someone's hand next to you. Just lift that hand up. Just lift the hand up. Father, just say this prayer. Lord, strengthen us. Thank you, we are a church of love.
Thank you that we are a church of love.
We choose the love way.
We choose the love way.
The sacrificial way, Lord.
The sacrificial way, Lord.
I will obey you, Lord.
I will obey you, Lord.
Teach me to obey your word.
Teach me to obey your
word. To obey your spirit. For love's sake. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you will manifest your presence, your love. It will shine inside of me as I love you by obeying your word. In Jesus' name.